Hey, everybody, and welcome to Learning from Smart People. I am your host, Rob Oliver, and this week has been one of those crazy weeks, and you, unfortunately, are bearing the brunt of it, because this week you are getting me twice doing a monologue, which is something that is brand new for the show. We did a recording of an interview with me, but I've only done one where it was just me, and that was the one that was released on Tuesday, episode 31, and now episode 32, you're getting me all over again. So you have my condolences, and yet I'm kind of excited because what I've got to talk to you about today is, first of all, I've got great news for you. The great news is that it's highly unlikely that we will get a full half hour today. Today you're just going to get some highlights of what I've been enjoying, highlights of what I've been thinking, and really a challenge for what's going on. Because listen, we are living in a world that is changing. And as we deal with change, there are a number of things that happen. And listen, change is inevitable. It's going to happen. And the fact is that on top of that, it's beyond your control and it's beyond my control. And so in our world right now, we're dealing with massive change. The way that we work, the way that we do business, the way that we gather, the way that we socialize, the way that we interact with other people, the way that we connect with the world, all of it is changing. And I didn't sign up for this, and I don't think you signed up for this, but it's something that it's here. And now the question becomes, what are we going to do about it? I've been thinking a little bit about this, and really, the first thing that I want to lay out there for you is the fact that change, that changing circumstances are neither good nor bad. It's all about what you do with them. And let me explain that, okay? For example, I am a product of the 80s and the early 90s, and Amy Grant did a song, and the song basically said, it's the same sun that melts the wax that hardens the clay. So the sun in and of itself is not a bad thing. The way that things react to it is what makes a difference. And I really was thinking about this as we go through difficult circumstances, as we go through times of adversity, dealing with obstacles, the question becomes, do we get hardened? Do we wither and melt? What is it that we do as a reaction to the circumstances that we're going through? Because right now we're going through a pandemic. And the question becomes, how do we react to that? I remember a story. I don't know all of the logistics of the story, so I'm just going to give you my understanding of it. But it was a young lady who was going through some difficult times of her own. And one morning she comes down for breakfast. And for breakfast, her mom has out three things that she's going to make her. She's going to make her a hard-boiled egg, she's going to make her spaghetti, and she's going to make her some coffee. And she's like, okay, mom, hard-boiled eggs for breakfast, I get that. Coffee for breakfast, I get that. The fact that you're making me spaghetti for breakfast either means one of two things. It either means that you are just like off the deep end, or it means that you've got something that you want to talk to me about. And so the mom makes breakfast, hard-boiled eggs, spaghetti, and coffee. And the mom explains to her, listen, the eggs, before they go into the hot water, the inside of the egg is runny and gooey and soft, and there's no structure to it. But when it goes into the hot water, the egg becomes hardened. And afterwards, now it's hard. It is something that you can bite into. It's the essential nature of the egg. It's still made up of albumin and yolk, but the way that it is constructed has been changed because of the hot water that it went through. The opposite side of that is spaghetti, because the spaghetti is rigid and stiff before it goes into the hot water. Then it spends time in that hot water, and when it comes out, it's now flexible and loose and just, there's no structure to it. It's just soft and pliable. And the question becomes about the spaghetti. What has changed? The structure of the spaghetti has changed, and now it's gone from being fragile to being flexible. The girl says, all right, Mom, I get it. The egg is hardened as a result of going through this. The spaghetti is flexible as a result of going through this. What's the deal with the coffee? I know that you didn't just make me coffee to help me wake up. And the mom says, here's the difference between the two of them. Each of those, the water changed the structure of the object. When you put coffee in hot water, when it comes out, it's still coffee beans, but the water has been changed because of the coffee. And the change in the water has been accelerated by the fact that it is hot water. I've got three kids at home. Two of them are coffee connoisseurs. My son Josh loves to make coffee. And sometimes he likes to make a cold brew. And a cold brew means you put the coffee beans in the water and you let them sit in the refrigerator for a long time. And it takes a long time to make that change because it's cold water. It has a smoother flavor from what I understand, but the change happens over an extended period of time. When you put coffee beans in hot water, it accelerates the change. And the change to the water, it goes from being water to being coffee because it's hot water and it happens quickly. And the coffee beans change the environment. And I really think that's kind of where I want to be when it comes to dealing with this pandemic. Rather than allowing this to soften me or harden me or change me, I want to be someone that makes a change in the environment around me. And I challenge you to do the same thing. Because so often what we do is we are looking for change. We want circumstances to change, right? But how many times have we said, well, when this certain thing happens, then I will be able to do this, all right? Or I would be able to do this if somebody weren't in the way. Or we always have something outside of us that we say, this is the reason why I'm not getting where I want to be. I'm not doing what I want to do. I'm not having the success that I'm looking for. It is because of my external circumstances. It's because of the people around me. It's because of the environment around me. It's because of whatever it is. We have the ability to say, okay, I can't get where I want to be because of what is around me. So the question becomes, what do we do about that? How do we change the environment so that now, instead of us being changed by the difficulties, we are making something happen that is of value to those around us, and it's making an improvement in our world. I've thought about this a lot, and that is, you and I have the ability to make a difference. I talk about this in some of my presentations. I do a presentation called The Power of One, right? How many hairs do you need to have in a plate of food in order for you to say, I'm not going to eat this, I need to send it back, and like, no, this is not acceptable? It only takes one. And the counterpoint to that is, how many times have you been in the middle of a very difficult circumstance, and there's one person that listens, that reaches out, that empathizes, that chooses to make a personal connection with you? And in the middle of that dark and difficult circumstance, there is that one ray of hope, that one experience. And to say, that one person made a positive impact on me. They made a difference. It only takes one. So the question then obviously is, are you a positive one or are you a negative one? You have the ability to make a change in the lives of the people around you, in the culture of the corporation in which you work, in the organization that you are a part of, in the community that you are a part of. And it's an opportunity for you to say, to make a positive change. Listen, I have heard so many people talk about everybody else that needs to change and everything that other people have to do in order to make the change happens that they want to see. As I mentioned, being a product of the 80s, Michael Jackson had a song that was called The Man in the Mirror. And his basic point in the song was this, that when it comes to making a change, he is going to start making a change with the man in the mirror. He is the one who's going to make a change. And so I really would encourage all of us, as we're thinking about this, when you start complaining and when you start telling other people about, like, this needs to change and that needs to change, and when we start to tell other people, you need to do this different and you need to do that different, I would encourage all of us to think about it this way. If we're looking for change, how can we facilitate that change by being the initiator, being the one who is willing to make a change in the way that we do things? Are we willing to make changes in our behavior? Because that's, okay, this is prime example in COVID. We're taught that you need to wear a mask and you need to have less than 25 people. And I'm not asking what your opinion is about that. What I'm saying is that, are we more concerned about our own personal rights, or are we more concerned about the safety of others? Just throwing that out there as food for thought. We have the ability to make change happen. And in all of what we're doing, the question is, where does it start? Right? As we deal with these difficult circumstances, we have the ability to make something positive happen out of this that is leaves us in better shape than we were before, leaves us with having a better impact on the world around us than we did before. Let me give you an example on this, okay? Today was just a really cool day for me. I had done a presentation for a medicine reconciliation medical group, and my example was brownies, okay? And I'll just the quick thumbnail sketch of what I talked about with them is, if we're going to have a discussion about medication, it's really difficult. And I used the example of brownies. So I had pictures of six different brownies. There were four chocolate brownies. There were two blonde brownies. And there were three points that I made, okay? First, the first four all looked the same, but they were different because of what was in them. One is just a regular brownie. One's a vegan brownie. One's a gluten-free brownie. One's a vegan and gluten-free brownie. They all look the same, but they're different because of what is in them. And so medications, same thing. You have a bunch of medications and they all look the same. The blonde brownie, the first one, my point was, there are so many different names for it. You can call it sheet cookies. You can call it pan cookies. You can call it bar cookies. You can call it blonde brownies. You can call it just regular. You can just call it a brownie. All different recipes for the exact same thing. And so we're talking about medication. We're talking about the same, very same thing, but it is a bunch of different names for it. And so sometimes when we're talking about medication, I'm asked, do you take this? And I'm like, no, I don't take that. And then they refer to it by a different name. It's like, oh yeah, of course I do take that. And then the last thing was with the blonde brownies, the two of them that I had, they looked different, okay? One had chocolate chips in it and one had no chocolate chips and it had nuts on the top, but they're both called blonde brownies. However, they look different. And so sometimes the medications that I have, they, from week to week, the actual pills look different, even though it's the same medication. So my whole point in all of that was this, it's hard to have a conversation when sometimes the pills all look the same, even though they're different. Sometimes the names get confusing. And sometimes it, even though it's the same medication, it has a different form when you take it. And so that's the basis of the difficulty with the whole conversation, right? I told you all that to tell you that today in the mail, as a thank you gift from them, I got a brownie baking box, okay? And in there was a 13x9 pan for baking brownies. There was a bundt pan for making, or mini bundt pan brownies. There was some brownie mix. There was a nice bag to put everything in. And there was a lifter for doing brownies. And it was just super cool. And I was really touched by it. But what I got to thinking about was this. What is it that makes brownies edible and delicious, as well as being portable and the fantastic things that we're used to? Yes, you can technically eat brownie batter, but boy, is it messy. And the fact that it's got some egg in it or whatever it's got in it, it might not be the healthiest thing. But once it goes through the heat actually helps it to become something that is better than what it was before. And that's really what I'm hoping. As we all go through this experience, we're going through difficult times. We're going through the heat. We're going through the fire. We're going through the tough times. And as we go through these tough times, the question becomes, is it going to be something that we can use to make us better than we were before? Is it going to be something that we can use, not something that necessarily changes us, but can we use it as a springboard to make a positive impact on the world around us? Change happens. Change is inevitable. Change is beyond our control. What we can control, though, is ourselves. We can use change to improve ourselves. We can use change to be an agent of improving the world around us. And what I'm looking for is people that are willing to be able to say, listen, I see the world around me. It is a difficult and dark place, but I am looking for an opportunity to make a positive impact. And so it's my encouragement to you today. Look around, find opportunities. They're everywhere. Be creative. Listen, in our neighborhood, we've done a couple different fun COVID things. This is really strange, okay? But when COVID started back on, I'm not sure if it was the 25th of, I think it was the 25th of April. We decided the 25th of April is going to be Christmas. And so our family baked Christmas cookies and we went around, no contact delivery. All the neighbors got Christmas cookies, right? And just trying to do something to make a positive impact on the world around us. My kids have learned the lesson. Listen, just because it's difficult and just because we can't contact, just because we can't have face-to-face contact, just because we need to social distance, wear masks, all of those things doesn't mean that you can't make a positive impact on the world around you. Look for those opportunities, find them. And where do you invest? We had Al Condolucci on who talked about, you know, social capital, investing in relationships. That's where it is. If you're going to make a positive impact on the world around you, it starts with making an investment in relationships. It starts with improving the lives of others. And as you improve the lives of others, as you invest yourself in other people, it's going to make a change in the world. And it's going to be a change that can't be stopped. And you have the ability to make that change. So you can be the coffee. You can be the one that changes your environment and makes it a better place for everybody around you. I appreciate you tuning in today. I hope this has been somewhat inspirational. I hope it's been something to think about. I will remind you, follow us on social media, subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review. And as always, remember, when you stop learning, you stop living. Have a great day, everybody.